to magic work here. The energy of life is what makes all things grow and expand. And when we think of healing, those of us who have some experience with being healers or with being healed, we may think in complex terms. What does it take to learn to be a healer? I'd like to tell you very simply how you can learn to be a healer. Healing is life at work. Anything that makes a person more alive causes healing within them. Do you know how simple that is? If you smile at somebody and you cause them to smile back, you have raised the level of life force in that person. Just that simply. Give somebody a compliment and watch their body language. Their body straightens up, their shoulders go back, they're more alive than they were before the compliment. You notice something beautiful about them, say so, and you're a healer. That's the simple truth. Now, the simple truth about the other side of life is when you gossip about somebody, you're doing it for the purpose of making them less alive. I got choked up on that one. You're doing it for the purpose of making them less alive. Think about it. That's the reason for gossip and for criticism. We call it putting people down. Putting people down is our attempt to assassinate people. We have in our hands as human beings the power of life and the power of death. We can make someone more alive or we can make them less alive by our relationship with them. And when we learn that, when we find out how powerful we are as human beings, then we start using our potential to empower people. And we learn that we don't need to disempower people if we can empower ourselves. Now, those are the simple things that I'm going to tell you. You have the power of life in your hands, in your face, in your body, in your thoughts. You can project your thoughts to affect another person. And if you add a facial expression with that projection of thoughts, you can do this now if you like. Makes me feel better. You want to make me more alive? Put it on your face. Okay, I feel better already. See, you're healers, all of you. That's all we have to do to heal people, and that's literally the truth. You want to heal somebody? Listen, when you go to the hospital and you go in a hospital room, I'm speaking from experience. I want to let you know this. I had a devastating illness a little over 5 years ago. And some people came to see me in the hospital. And fortunately, my close family, my son who's here, and the associates who work with me, when they came to the hospital, they came radiating and telling me how wonderfully the fellowship was doing without me. Well, part of that didn't make me feel so good, but the rest of it made me feel wonderful. They always came in joyous and smiling. They didn't come in looking like what the doctors had told them. The doctors had told them, he's not going to live. Make sure he's prepared to die. That's what the doctors had said to them. And unfortunately, there was one lady who cared for me a lot, who heard that and was affected by it. When she came in the room with that on her face, my energy went right down. She came in with tears. Her face said, I know you're dying. And there's just one good thing about that for me. When somebody tells me I'm going to die, it gets me riled up. So I just decided, by God, I'm not going to do it. And that helped. That can help too. But remember, I said, by God. It helps to use that phrase once in a while. Don't consider it swearing. I can, by God, do this. So use it in your language. Just remember, it's sacred. You're calling his name. I can, by God, make you feel better. And how do we do it by God? How do we get God involved in this process? I've said there are only two energies, two forces, life and death. And we can enliven people by smiling, by bringing joy, by giving a compliment, by touching them. And I'm going to speak about the healing touch in a little more detail in just a moment. With our facial expression, with our words, and with our touch, we can make people more alive. You have that power. You have that power particularly over yourself. And if you're willing to take your power for yourself, you can make yourself more alive. Now, you can make others more alive because others want your love and your caring. And when they get it, what they get from you is life. So just remember yourself as a giver of life and a person who can disempower life if other people are victims. Now, what you need to learn is you don't have to be a victim, so you don't have to let anyone take away your life. So when people try, that's when you need to empower yourself, make yourself more alive. So there is self-healing, and there is healing of others. How do I heal myself? You heal yourself with laughter and love and relaxation. Those three things will heal anything. I don't think there are any exceptions. They tell us in this day and time that AIDS is an exception, but I doubt it. I don't believe there's anything that God can't heal. Now, I've believed that for a long time, ever since I was a child, but you know, we can believe something and yet not quite know that it's true until we have the experience. So I had the experience for myself. I had to get well. I had an illness. I've had this experience, and I'm telling you this because I want you to know that what I know about healing, I know experientially because it happened to me. And it happened to me in several different ways, in several different steps. I needed this truth that I already knew to be illustrated and to come to life and to be experiential. Learning is experiential, you know. So I can hear that love heals, and it does. Now I've brought in another word, so I better explain the relationship. I said there's an energy called life and an energy called death. Those energies also have another word, each of them. And I want to give you the other two terms that they're associated with because we might understand them a little bit better by using these modern terms. There is love, that's also life. They're the same thing, synonymous terms. If I love you, I life you. What that means is, if I love you, I give you more life. I increase life in you by giving you my love. Now that's provable. I'll tell you how we proved it shortly. If I love you, I give you more life. If I fear, I make myself less alive. If I cause fear in you, I make you less alive. So we've got two energies to work with. We can call the energies life and death. We can call them love and fear. Love and fear are opposites.